The planet Venus doesn't want humans or our technology anywhere near it. Despite being closer to Earth than Mars, scientists comparatively aren't even trying to go to Venus because of what happens to spacecraft when they do try. Putting it lightly, Venus is toxic and miserable. Humans first started trying to reach Venus in the 1960s when an insane 18 missions were launched towards the planet. Well, attempted to launch. In 1961, the Soviet Venera 1 became the first mission to fly by another planet, which was entirely unhelpful because it sent back zero data. None. But NASA's Mariner 2 successfully flew by Venus the next year. Two more Soviet missions flew by in the following years, neither of them sending back any data. And finally, in 1965, the Soviet Venera 3 became the first spacecraft to land on Venus. Kind of. It crashed and sent back no data. The first kind of successful landing was Venera 7, which tipped over but still transmitted very weak signals back to Earth for 23 minutes. Those signals said that it was very hot. And to this day, the longest any spacecraft has ever survived on the surface of Venus is just over 2 hours at 127 minutes. It was the Venera 13 spacecraft, and this is a photo it took. And after this, 20 years after they first started trying, nobody has ever attempted to land on Venus ever since. It's been over 40 years. The extreme temperatures and air pressure on Venus make it extremely difficult for a spacecraft to survive. Or maybe Venus just hates us, and for that reason, here's a graph of the missions per decade to Venus. But there are some promising missions in the future. Let's see how that goes.